Another day in paradise. Another day with Google Plus and with Twitter and with Facebook and with LinkedIn. Yes, folks, I'm a little bit flat today. I think I'm getting to the stage now with Google Plus that it's not so much that the new car smell's gone. I like the new car smell. I really like the platform. I think Google Plus is fantastic for conversations. And I've already seen in a very short amount of time that, dropping a spark of conversation in there, where like an interesting news story or some photos of a house that we're moving to next week, or later this week, I should say, get some really great conversation. And I love having the threaded chats in there. And it's great. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think Google Plus has a massive future ahead of it. And I certainly don't think we've seen the best of it. I'm just saying that I think I'm ready for them to show us a little bit more than what they came out with on day one. What do I mean by that? The mobile app is shithouse. I mean, it is so bad. It doesn't matter if you've got the mobile app or not. I can't, for example, be on my iPad, find a really interesting article in my RSS feed, and then grab that link, drop it into Google Plus, even cutting and pasting the URL, for God's sake, into Google Plus, and have the nice preview window of it turn up in the post. No. Well, the best I can do is to take the text, which I would normally have been pushing across as a tweet, or as a Facebook post or something like that, cut and paste that into the text box. And that's the extent of it. And it gets even more frustrating because, of course, I have an iPad, so I can go to the web page, but the iPad won't play nicely with the Google Plus website, and therefore I can't put any text in there or type in the text field. God, seriously. And I don't know whose failure that is. I don't know if that's the engineers at Google or if it is the iPad. But what I'm saying is, if you're a Google engineer and you're going to be putting out to people on mobile devices, a lot of them are using iOS, why don't you make sure the freaking thing works on those platforms? Yes, the rage is now starting to subside. So that's one side of it. That's one thing that I hate about it, but... seriously, even back in the web browser, aren't we ready now to see how the search is going to work? And aren't we ready now to see how we can find a conversation around something that we're watching, whether it be a sporting event or a music concert that's going on, or it's a news event that's happening? I think we're ready now to see something more. And it's almost embarrassing to think that it's taking Google this long to launch these other features. Now, I have no doubt that they're coming, but I'm getting to the point now where I'm becoming a little bit frustrated, and I'm beginning to spend more of my time back on Twitter, not on Facebook, screw Facebook. But I'm spending my time elsewhere now just because I'm becoming a little frustrated with it, and I don't want to be. But I'm finding now that if I don't see something in the next little while, I'm just going to have to really set it down, put it to the side, and just wait for it to come back to me later on. So I just really hope that it's coming to an end. Please tell me it's coming to an end. Google Plus, is it going to get just a couple of minor, more, little things that we need to make it freaking usable, so that it can become more of a mainstay? Because at the moment, it just feels like a... Yeah, like an experiment. Yeah, I know it's a field trial, but just bear with me. It's been a month. Let's do something new. Talk to you later.